Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tua the program, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
What?
You got to do it Art Basel style.
You know what? You're right. Can we bring back my art?
Set point for my co-host here, Leroy Horde. The hour's upon us, you cool cats. And kittens, let's get to the man who has the greatest arm in the NFL. An hour of dedication, 60 minutes, maybe more. It's our Tua.
Schmeath and Schmolnick says Tobin is Art Bagel. I have my next drawing. Would you like to see it? My piece of art. I have called this, I'm starting an art gallery. Art Basel.
Ooh.
And I have, they're called Trash Tua Takes. The first one I dubbed Bum, which of course was a painting of Ryan Fitzpatrick's head on a rat body.
Really good, by the way.
Thank you.
Best he's looked in a picture.
Thank you. Then, of course, it's called Rat Stink.
Oh, yeah.
And that is
that was a good one.
Chris Sims in Hell saying Mac Jones is better than Tua.
I like the flames.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I have come up with my next one, my next member of the gallery.
Yeah.
And this one is just simply called Cowturd.
Wow.
Cowturd.
Okay.
And I know not an original nickname for him, but I think it speaks to the art.
Yeah.
And this art, of course, hold on, I'm finishing spot. I got to do one of his spots. Oh, what'd you get me?
I got you a stick.
What's that for?
You're
a stick.
Oh, thank you.
I don't really know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow. I didn't think it was possible for you to get
I'm
more
I'm going
to
see how you're going to Art Basel these wings.
All right. Are you ready for my next drawing?
Yes,
it's
we're
called
ready.
Dying for it.
Cow turd.
Wow. I'm not sold on Tua.
Is that the chin?
What is it? Is he a, what do they call it?
I like
it?
The takes.
A chin-chinian?
Yeah.
What, crimson chin?
He's
a ball chinian.
Ball chinian.
Yeah. Colin Cowart's got that ball chinian.
Wow.
He's not sold on Tua, and he's pooping his takes.
You know, it looks like him, too. That slim nose, beady eyes.
Thank you.
The lies coming out
you
of his
you just gave
mouth.
Up on teeth, right?
Yeah.
Who cares?
We don't need him.
Who cares?
Cows eat grass anyway.
Yeah. He doesn't need him.
Wow.
Anyway, that's you know what? Somebody says he does deserve udders, so let's give him some udders.
Poop takes. I like that.
I love the way you even have steam.
Coming off the poop?
Yeah, for sure.
I like it.
It's the details in art.
You know why? Because it's a hot take.
You can smell it.
Oh, that's it. Hot take.
It's hot
take. For a hot steamer.
A hot steamer. That's art, dude.
Wow.
That's art.
The udders.
And now he's got udders.
Yeah. You know why? Because he's milking that take.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow. It's enough already.
This is getting deeper.
It's enough already. I don't even, listen, these are the triple crown. These are the top three.
Yeah.
I don't know who else will be in the art gallery, but we'll figure it out as the show goes on,
for
dude.
Sure. Now we need to find tape. Start hanging these everywhere.
Yeah.
I used to go to Wynwood and just stand there and interpret art with my friends.
Wow. What do you think of the interpretation of this art?
What were you smoking at the time?
Yeah. He was on that Aaron Rodgers.
I was drinking.
You know, drinking, yeah, because like that doesn't sound like something you go like when me and Tobin went down there and it was 700 degrees and they had us in that tent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we wasn't looking at art.
Yeah.
Because it was too hot.
I was the art.
How about this?
Wow.
It was too hot to drink.
Yeah, because you get hotter.
No, because it was just miserable.
Oh.
Okay. Although we did eat at that fancy place.
Mm.
Also, very hot.
What?
Yes.
Like, it was so hot
Clearly
everywhere.
No AC over there.
Yeah, well, because that's what happens when you have your restaurant in a trailer.
Mm. Stolen McRib says, Cowherd missing flip-flops. I couldn't fit him on the hooves.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair.
He's a cow.
It's true.
So, maybe next time. Next interpretation. But if there's somebody else, if anybody wants to nominate somebody that they want drawn, let me know. I'm an artist,
yeah,
but I also take requests. So I'm happy to do so as long as it sticks within Terrible Two It Takes. That is our art theme for this.
Art Basil.
Some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I just like... Periodically, I look at you at in disgust.
Mm.
And this is like one of those times.
Really?
Like, I think he's behaved today.
I feel like I've been, you know, artsy.
He's just focusing on
this
craft.
He's on a vibe.
I am a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I like this vibe.
It's a good vibe.
You wouldn't agree. Old Tobes is a vibe.
Can you show everyone your shoes?
You have a scarf, but you have no neck.
Wow.
What are we keeping warm?
Point for
his chin.
But Gru doesn't have a neck either, and he wears a scarf.
Gru?
Gru, yeah, he don't have a neck.
I don't remember.
Dade Sow says, "Do a self portrait, Michael Hamgelo."
Did he call you Michael Hamgelo?
Point for Twitcher.
The Panthers won last night, by the way. They beat the Vancouver Canucks 4-1. Woo! So 5-1, excuse me. So good to see the Panthers get themselves back on the winning ways. Spencer Knight, 32 saves on 33 shots. So the young buck.
He's taking over.
Yeah, he's taking over.
Right.
He's taking over for sure.
Well, because I will say
I don't know
this.
What they're going to do. Like, do they tell Bob to go away?
Here's what I will say is that they're either really good, both of them, or they give up 4 goals in the first period.
Yeah.
In the first,
but
like,
especially
6
Bob.
Shots.
Bob's been really rough this year.
But, okay.
He looked like he was bouncing back last year. He was. He was decent. He was.
He was not the problem last year. He was not.
No.
And arguably the best player in the playoffs.
How can you say he was a problem when they won the, what was that, President's Trophy?
The President's Trophy. That is what it's called. That is what it's called.
It's not named after no particular person?
No. No particular president. Be too dividing.
Like, but think about it. Every trophy is named after somebody.
You're right.
That's just called the President's Trophy.
Right.
Not the Ryder's Cup.
Ryder is a dude.
He is?
What?
Idiot.
Oh, I thought it was...
Wow, you did it again!
Does it rhyme anything?
You did it again!
Yeah, two strikes today.
How did it spell like that?
Ryder,
why is it spelled like that?
Ryder,
minus one.
Ryder was the man who first developed this contest.
I'm Googling this.
Yeah. Hey,
Google it all you want. It's true.
Dude.
Nah, like, I don't trust you.
He's just mad because his trophy don't have a name.
It does. It's the Turkey Bowl trophy.
Don't.
Samuel Ryder. That's a fake name, dude. Everyone
no,
knows
it's not!
It.
Fake name.
That's why it's called the Ryder Cup!
According to Trevor from the 203, our local resident hockey expert, Vancouver stinks. Well, who cares? Panthers take it from anybody they need right now, dude. Need a little slump buster.
Mm-hmm.
Need something.
Yeah.
So they win last night. Good for them. Panthers, I believe they're back in action tomorrow. Taking on the Kraken at 10 p.m. Little late night hockey action. I'll be watching UFC, so I will not see that game. But.
All right. So we got tons of action this weekend.
Lots of action, dude.
Lots
of action, but it all pales in comparison to Sunday. Sunday at 4 o'clock just feels like the biggin. This is so huge. Like, this game, it feels like a great test. It feels like
I would
some
say
adversity.
This will be Tua's first test of the elements. Because, contrary to popular belief, San Francisco... I played in a game in San Francisco and experienced all of the weather conditions in about an hour.
Wow, really?
It was windy. It was rainy. It was cold. And then the sun came out. Like all of the, everything but snow.
It's annoying.
It, right. Because you don't know, you know. So.
I'm looking at AccuWeather right now. And it says 54 degrees for the game.
That means, check that wind.
I'm looking. But there's a chance. You're right. There is a chance of rain.
There's always. I'm telling you, dude. It's San Francisco. You touch them all.
Do I look on now when I click AccuWeather? Do I click on 4 p.m. or do I click on 1 p.m.? What do I pick?
Wow. It's wherever you are, dummy.
All right. Fair enough.
I still don't know.
Oh my goodness. So it's 1 o'clock in San Francisco.
Wind gusts at 9 miles per hour.
No, it'll stronger than that. I'm telling you, it's brutal.
90% cloud cover.
Yeah.
47% chance of rain.
Okay. Wow. Yep. So
56 degrees though. Not too cold.
It's about that time of year. Yeah, but 56 degrees when it's wet and windy.
That's fair.
I'm telling you. Dude. Two
places. It says 54 degrees feel like though. Everybody knows you got to do the feel like. When do we get to the point of feel like with cold and heat index?
Wow.
When do we get to the, like, is there a difference? Or are they both samesies?
Yeah, but I think they just call it that, but it's all the same basic formula. The weather, I mean, the wind and the sun and the affecting, you know, what the conditions feel like. They just come up with a name, but you're doing the same thing.
Why don't we just go with the feels like temperature? Like, why do I care what it is in theory?
I mean, because it feels like. I guess in theory, like, it wouldn't necessarily, it could feel cold, but it wouldn't necessarily freeze until it's freezing weather.
Freezing. You know what? Mm-hmm.
So it could be 40, feels like 32 because of the wind.
But it can't freeze.
But it can't freeze.
Right.
So it's just your skin is freezing.
Deep.
But nothing else is freezing.
You got it, dude.
Wow.
This is a Leroy. Kind of a Art Basel conversation.
That was pretty good, Leroy.
That's mind-blowing.
He's a golfer.
Say it again.
He's a golfer. He's a golfer.
When it comes to weather, he gets poetic.
When it gets to a certain temperature, then you're only determining, do I need the mitts or do I need the hand warmers?
I was when I was driving through the mountains of Tennessee, there actually was a golf course in there, and it looked like everything was dead, obviously.
But they use, no, the, you know what they do up north when winter hits? They use it as a ski resort.
Oh, really?
So people,
like, I didn't see anybody skiing, but there wasn't any snow except for the one mountain I was up in Gatlinburg. They had the man-made snow, I mean, for the snow tubing.
They had wherever snow. You guys sent a picture from, it looked like,
oh, they blanketed it.
It looked like it was snow. You were snowed.
It was incredible.
In.
I was like, we like, they take you up on this lift, and I'm like, there's snow, and like, yeah, snow tubing, because they started their snow tubing the day before we got there. It was sold out for 3 days, and dude, I'm telling you, this line puts everything at Disney to shame, the way these people were waiting for snow tubing. It was crazy.
But we when I went, snow. I'm trying to think.
But it felt real. Like they had the giant hoses.
No.
I was just told it feels like, doesn't matter.
Hmm.
It doesn't. Like you're still affected, you know. I would try I did 1 year, I think it was like first week of December. I came home, the kids were playing. They have like a park, and there was a hill that when it snows, everybody slides down.
Oh.
And it's right, you know, it's like you could see it. So when I turned in to go down my street, I see all the little kids just sitting there. So the next night, I ordered some snow.
Huh.
You ordered snow?
That's pretty
snow
cool.
Snowblower. So we could slide down there?
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Ordered snow.
You
go, boy.
By the way, that weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youractionattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7.
Breezy, boys.
866-954-MORE for free consultations 24/7.
Is that our tower over there, or is that just a rando phone tower?
I don't know, dude. That's a good question.
Our tower's in the Everglades.
I think that's actually an Art Basel guy. What was the dumbest thing you saw on Art Basel?
Why did
they
put trees on it? Why did they put, like, try to make it look like a tree?
I don't know.
We know, dude. That's not a tree.
You're not a tree, dude. Did you see that Art Basel gallery where they ranked the checking accounts?
We were
the checking accounts.
This like so
it's ridiculous.
That was fake, or like people actually like put their card in and it will read your checking account and you try and beat the ranking.
People like Vlad, who's currently running 790, says that it's true that, you know, they were revealing information. Me personally, I know that's illegal. It has to be illegal. So I just think they kind of put numbers up, but I think it's a funny
idea. But you had to voluntarily do it,
for
right?
Sure, yeah, for correct. Sure, for sure. I mean, I don't know. There has to be.
I would say it's a good way, like, where I'm from. That's a good way to get jacked.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said.
Like, he was just sitting, somebody sitting in the bushes going, ooh, look at that.
Yep. And it has your picture, too. Like, so just in case they're not around, you'll, like, see this guy's face.
Well, I saw the guy who was at the top had 2.9 million in his account.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Art Basel. It wasn't the FTX guy, though.
Yeah, because he lost
it. He don't have it. So they have to leave the FTX on the building for a while?
I think so, yeah. There's a stay right now, according to a judge.
It's actually an art piece for our Basel.
It's called Fake Money, but did real money things.
Mm. Yeah. Fake transfer exchange.
It's like, we all investing our real money into his fake money, and he's taking the real money out and spending it.
I saw that he had an unpaid tab of like $50,000 at Margaritaville simply on drinks.
Yikes.
$50,000?
At Margaritaville, Bahamas.
Those drinks
do
are
we
expensive.
Want to do that? Let's what? See if we can go somewhere and drink $50,000.
Okay, let's just say every drink is $20. Does anyone want to do the
Yeah, because it's not like he's going to a club. Like,
No. He's getting bottles.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So but say how many bottles, say though? If you go, 500? Say if you just get Henry the 13th in a bar. Oof. You're talking about 10, 15 grand.
Why? Why would he do that? Yeah, that's true.
But think about it. Marcos, if you worried about it, then you ain't getting it.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what does absolutely. What does he do when the guy gives him the tab? Is he just goes, money is a theory?
No.
He's like,
he going, let me pay you in crypto. Oh. You guys accept crypto?
We'll take a break.
Lying.
We'll take a break. Yes. Back after this.
Deception.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So I will explain while I am playing this song currently. We're having an argument back here. Because, you know what, I should probably bring us back on the Twitch, I'm assuming. This argument is getting crazy. Len came in and said, do you know any popular Jack White songs? I'm assuming because he's going to be at the Odyssey Beach Fest and we want to play his song.
He's the headliner on Saturday, right?
Yes. So, what did he ask to spell?
Citadel? S-I-T-A-D-E-L. What?
It starts with a C, you jackass! Okay. Everybody look at me!
Okay.
He said S!
My bad.
The right. building you work in!
It's a C, you're right.
So you said it
minus
a
one.
Look, I'm not in the spelling.
What is it?
I'm not in the spelling mood right now. I'm doing art.
C-I-T-D-E-L.
I thought
what?
She
said Wait, S. no, there's an A. Sorry, there's an A in
between. Everyone!
I have to write it down in order to, like, say it.
So, while everybody laughed at me...
Who was laughing at you?
No,
We were trying to have a discussion. You just, like, out of nowhere asking how
you I'm sending it to you. I'm sending it to you.
No, just tell me.
C-I-T-A-D-E-L.
Okay, I got the A.
It's a low point for our show. It is. All right, so what was the argument of?
Most famous Jack White song. Dan Day argues it is Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
Because he's in the White
Stripes. Okay, but first of all, like...
Okay, and J-Fig...
He would be right if you're counting the White Stripes.
Okay, okay yes, okay. But like... It's Jack White.
Does he play
it's
like...
It's not like the White Stripes are going to be there.
Mm.
Okay, but... Like,
he can still play that song.
Is the White Stripes just him and a girl?
That's what they said. I didn't know that. It's just two people?
Yeah, well, that Seems music like video, it's just him and a girl. Yeah. So I'm sure anybody could do
Who
that.
Who Dan Day is speculating may be his sister or wife. No one knows what Dan Day is saying, but... nonetheless, we were attempting to find out Jack White's most popular song.
Well, it would be, I mean, if you're going to count
that,
then it would obviously be Seven Nation Army.
Okay. Right. But they didn't count that. And what song did you say, J-Fig?
Lazaretto.
Lazaretto.
Mm. Yes. Is that what you say, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. I'm
I also love when he does Love is Blindness.
Would you guys, I don't know that song.
It's okay.
Are you excited to see Jack White?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not super excited, but I wouldn't mind watching him. Mm. I hear it was really good last time he was here.
I have a new addition to Terrible Tua Takes, my art gallery from Art Basel. If you guys haven't seen them thus far, if you're on Twitch, I will put them on social media afterwards. So you guys, if you guys are just listening on the show or the podcast, you will be able to see them. But for our Twitch audience, you get the sneak preview. You get the live in art action. My first piece of art was called Bum.
Yep,
which beautiful. Of course was Ryan Fitzpatrick as a rat.
Mm-hmm. Notice the detail.
Yes,
all of them.
Yeah. Well, they all have detail.
Yep.
The second is called Rat Stink. It's Chris Sims in Hell.
Mm-hmm.
Bum.
The next one is called Cow Turd.
Wow.
And it's Colin Coward as a cow taking a poop of his takes.
Is this your fourth one already?
Yeah, this is my fourth one.
Okay. Nice.
I'm trying to keep pace. I'm trying to keep up for this entire show today.
It's really good.
This next one is called Ass Clown.
Whoa! I can already tell that I'm going to like this one.
Ass Clown goes to the salary cap burning. Unbelievable that we continue to get this guy's opinion nonstop on Jet Up, ESPN's morning show. They go to him for his opinions. Former Dolphins general manager, former Jets general manager, who famously says that Herbert is better than Tua.
Clown X.
Didn't get Tua. Too small. Can't be any good.
Yep.
Ass clown. Mike Tannenbaum.
Wow. Again, we got to focus on the detail here, guys.
Yeah.
The salary cap with an X through it. You know why? Because he doesn't care
about the salary cap. He just burns it.
And the flames.
Yeah.
And
it's on fire. He's got his microphone. His
little vest. That says Go Jets.
It's his blazer says Go Jets on it.
Notice the double chin. Multiple chins. For sure.
Of course. He's a heifer.
I like that. The balding hair, I love it. I love it. With the three little hairs.
Yes. Thank you.
Nice, that's good.
He's got to hold on to everything he's got.
The short tie, can't even get past his belly button.
Yep.
I'm liking this, dude.
His cute little ear.
Cute little ear. Cute ear. It's really good. You know, when you're good, you're good.
It's Art Basel.
Art
Basel.
Let me know how much you're selling these for.
Ass clown, huh?
JFig, can you put a price on art?
Yes,
hopefully
actually,
a lot.
People do.
Yeah, hopefully a lot.
It's a point of this weekend.
You guys will be able to see that later on Instagram. Tobin will post it. I'm talking in the third person because I'm an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Mm-hmm. You can also put it downstairs.
I could.
In one of those shops.
Wow.
I could.
Yeah.
You guys can text the show at 305-567-0560.
Mm-hmm.
Texting the ticket driven by the Kennel Toyota text line. Guy says, just go down the timeline of Dolphins receipts, draw them all. Take a lot. That would take a lot.
Don't have enough paper.
Yeah, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I could go with what's going on there, but I'm excited for Sunday. Like, it feels like a big time event. I'm telling you, man. I got the Gooseys. This is an exciting three games. But even just going into this week, you're talking about what feels like, Leroy, the most explosive offense in the league going up against literally the best defense.
Yeah,
it's a clash of styles, baby.
It is not even close.
It's so much fun. You think Tyreek Hill's still gonna get this record?
I don't think so.
Slowed up the last couple weeks.
But here's what sucks. Tua's always been a guy that throws it to everybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's not like you have. So when Megatron did it, right? He was their only receiver. He was getting 15. Attempts or that's not the case with this offense.
Well, the thing that's crazy about this, right, is he's only got the league lead of receiving yards now by a yard over Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 1233 to 1232. And the crazy thing about it is Jalen Waddle's probably going to cross the 1,000-yard mark this mm-hmm. week. So, like, to do that, to be where Tyreek Hill is and also have a 1,000-yard receiver, that's bananas. But right. also... You know, if you got to average, I think he's got to average like, what's he at right now? The record's 1947. So he's got to average like, 120 yards per game the rest of the way in the last six.
Right.
It's a big ask.
Not really, because he's like, I wouldn't be surprised if he had a 200-yard game. He just, like, he explodes like that.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not a guy that's going to have... Okay, 8 catches for 90 to 120 every week, but he will have 220 one game.
He is only 7 yards away from passing last year's total for him.
Right.
That's pretty nuts. This guy's good. You know about that?
What?
He's good.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill doing this, and Jalen Waddle's going to pass probably 1,000 yards this week, I would say. I would guess he's at 963. Like for Minnesota, their next receiver is Thielen. He's got 555.
Right. See, that's another thing that if you did the same difference, then he'd already have 1,500 yards at this point.
Probably.
But because the other receiver is Jalen Waddle.
Yeah. And now he is starting to spread the wealth. Like we've been seeing, I mean, Craycraft got in that action like crazy last week.
Craycraft was getting some balls thrown his way, man.
Craycraft, Sherfield's up in there, you know.
Still waiting on Nsukama.
He's not going to play this year.
I know.
He's not going to play this year. But I think that they're doing like a Heath thing, like just develop him, you know?
Yeah. I hate that.
Just develop him. Do you hate that? Like he's a fourth round pick. They got time.
But here's the deal. Some of the things that you learn in sports have to be learned in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you take a young player and say he's not ready to play, then all you're doing is prolonging that fact that he's going to need experience in game time situations to get up to speed. So you got to find a way to kind of get
kinda
him
like
in
there. Kind of like a James Wiseman thing with the Warriors. Like now he's got to be in the G League.
Right.
Putting up a gazillion numbers.
Right. Like it's great. But that's because he was hurt, though.
I mean, he was, but they tried to play him this year, and they, you know, their numbers with him on the court were not good.
Because they run too much, and he's a foot-in-the-paint kind of guy.
Yeah, but I think also, like, he's just behind on it now, right? Because he didn't play much. Think about it. He didn't play any college basketball, basically. He played, what, 3 games for Memphis?
Right.
That's when Precious took over.
Yeah.
Precious became the go-to guy for Memphis. So, I don't know. Nsukama, though, I mean, he did flash, like crazy
mm-hmm.
in the preseason, and he also... You know, he's a different type of receiver, but I think that we're clearly seeing what Mike McDaniel has. Like, he's going to go with the guys who he's got his two stars, and then the other guys are the guys who know his system in and out, but with Craycraft and Sherfield.
And the crazy thing is that don't act like you'd be here if it wasn't for those other guys making plays, too. Because you've had the Sheriffs and the Gasekis, and you've had some other guys catching balls that have made plays other than Tyreek and Waddle. Mm-hmm. So it's really a really cool thing, one, from Tua, that he's just reading it and throwing it to who's open, but two, that they all seem to have faith in one another because they're like, yeah, it's cool. I think it's cool, you know, that you know, most of the people that have a Tyreek Hill you don't know who the other guys are.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
They don't have a Jalen Waddle.
No, this is crazy.
Too,
but right. The pace that these two guys are on is insane.
And think about this. They had big games when Tua was out. So what if Tua would have had those yards?
Play Fantasyland with me for a second.
No.
Come on.
No. So sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Just a little bit.
All right, Demi Lovato.
Please.
Nope. Sorry, not sorry.
One question.
Nope.
If the Dolphins have it locked up going into week 18, but he's still got the record in grasp, do you play him?
Absolutely.
Got to, right? History.
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 But here's what you do. So you go at it a certain way in the first half. You see how it's going, how they're playing him, if he even has a chance. If they're going to take him out of the game, you have no chance. You sit him down.
Got it.
Right? If it's available and you try to, you know, work some stuff in there to give him an opportunity to get it, if it's there, then you go.
I feel stupid even asking the question. It's a long way away. Got business to take care of. A business trip, dude.
Wait a minute. You are... There's not a minus one for this, but you deserve one.
Hmm?
Because I said the same thing about the Bills playing the Dolphins.
Hmm.
That who cares what he thinks this week? They don't...
Oh, no, that's way different. That's way different, dude. That's way different.
Why is everything always different?
That's way different, dude. He said it. He brought it up, not me.
He said he didn't say it. And then you said, Evans, isn't it odd he's doing this against the Jets? And they lost to the Jets, too?
It is odd, right?
So maybe he really didn't say it.
Well, you know what, then? Just let it go.
No, you don't let it go. If you didn't say it, you didn't say it.
No. If he didn't say it, it's cowardice. Like, if he wants to deny saying it or he wants to clarify that he didn't say it, to me, that's cowardice. If you didn't say it...
So if somebody puts words in your mouth and you didn't say it...
If the words that don't matter...
But they do matter. Like you're making these words matter.
Like if I said...
You've made these words matter.
But
you've made these words matter.
If somebody caught us on camera, our mics weren't on, and if Tobin mouthed something like, Tobin likes peanut brittle. Or say like, I like peanut brittle, but I didn't say that. All right, I said I like peanut butter. Who cares? If I do like peanut brittle, if I don't like peanut brittle, I would only want to clarify that if I was scared that people knew I was a peanut brittle fan.
Can I just say, this is absolutely ridiculous.
What's more of an old person food? Peanut brittle or fruitcake?
Oh, fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
Fruitcake is the heavyweight champ.
Mm-hmm. Fruitcake. When are we eating our fruitcake?
I don't know. You want me to do? Want me to bring it out on Monday?
No.
No, I'm bringing the fruitcake.
Why can't I bring in the fruitcake?
Because you know you're just gonna pick up random fruitcake from 7-Eleven like you get all your other little things.
Perhaps.
Slash it out.
By the way, JFig, I'm sorry that I don't. This doesn't smell nice anymore. Apologize.
Wait till you get done with those garlic parmesans.
Oh.
It's not a napkin. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's important. Good information.
Dude, we're going to see how much you Art Basil with some wings in your face.
Who do I do next, dude? I got like the Mount Rushmore right now of Tua haters between
Davis.
Is Skip Bayless like a really, is he a big? Yes. I feel like Skip Bayless has fallen off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
No, he's on Fox.
I'll give you the receipts.
Yeah, there's a Tua receipts page for this.
I know there's a Tua, but I want it to be like the Kings. The kings of the trash take hill.
Gotcha. Brian Flores.
I kind of want to just do... I think
that should be the last one.
Flores?
But here's the deal. It's hard to get on somebody that had success, even if you didn't like Tua.
Keyshawn Johnson.
You're going to have a hard... Here, can I say this?
Mm.
Because of the success that Brian Flores had down here, right? You will have a hard time getting him to apologize for the Tua thing, right? If he had lost, that's a different story. But the guy had two winning seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So can you say he was wrong?
I feel like...
I believe he handled it poorly.
Yes,
you drafted him. He didn't ask to come play for you.
Yeah, look.
So you should have supported him a little bit more.
Absolutely.
But that being said, he was having success with his thought process.
Would you agree that his... head coaching stock has taken it, not just because of the lawsuit, but I'm just saying him as a head coach, do you believe it's taken a hit because of what he's done this year?
It's taken a hit because of what another coach has done with the same talent that he had.
Exactly.
So you make Tua. You go from Tua can't play for me to Tua in the MVP talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that means you are off.
Yeah. So you and I agree.
But can you say that what he was doing was wrong because he had two winning records and it hadn't happened in 20 years? You see what I'm saying?
I don't think he was a bad coach, especially a game coach.
I think he's a bad people person.
Bad people person.
Like it's his job to get the most out of his talent, and for him to say to a one-year quarterback,
his ability to lead a building seemed pretty bad. And
the Tua situation, nobody else had a problem with Brian Flores.
Not true.
Oh, really?
A lot of reports that like he wasn't speaking to coaches by the end of things.
Oh.
That he was that had a riff with Chris Greer, which everybody says Chris Greer is the nicest dude in the world. Like, who has a problem with Chris Greer?
No, Fitzpatrick, Minka.
Oh, Minka, yeah.
Didn't want to be there. He's rats off a ship. Now he's rats off a ship again.
Yep.
Because the team is terrible.
Yes.
Pittsburgh's terrible.
When does he ask out?
He didn't ask out.
I'm surprised.
But I'm saying.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
No, they just signed. They just gave him a fat contract.
All right, time to get real artsy fartsy and tickle Leroy's fancy next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.